This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump in a social media post said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged Indian nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. The Indian embassy in Israel has asked Indian nationals who are temporarily in the country to follow its earlier advisory and register at indembassyisrael.gov.in/Indian_national_REG to facilitate timely assistance and communication. The Indian embassy in Tehran has advised Indian nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution in view of the developing situation. The Indian embassies in UAE, Qatar, Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Kuwait, Bahrain and Jordan have also advised Indian nationals to avoid unnecessary travel and strictly follow safety guidelines and local advisories in view of the prevailing regional situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdul bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of events in the region. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmed Al Sabah. Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the ministry said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war. He also condemned Iran's retaliatory attacks. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the UN chief said everything must be done to prevent further escalation. China has urge for an immediate ceasefire after the U.S.-Israel strikes in Iran. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concern over the strikes and urged all sides to avoid escalation and to resume dialogue and negotiation. In a statement, the ministry said Iran's sovereignty, security and territorial integrity should be respected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8s clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. Today, the winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. In another Super 8 Group 1 match, South Africa will take on Zimbabwe at Arun Jaitley Stadium at 3 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.